Welcome to the Truth and Testimony Podcast. Welcome, friends and family alike. This is your boy, Cody Powell. Welcome to the Truth and Testimony Podcast. This is day two of the 120-day Bible Challenge, where we're trying to read the whole Bible in 120 days. It's amazing. Anyway, pray that everybody is getting something good out of it, praying that the Lord is opening your eyes to allow you to see His nature. The more you read His Word, pray that more of it is hidden in your heart, and you may not sin against Him, as His Word says. I just pray that you're enlightened, pray that you are being blessed by what you're reading, especially the works of Jesus. I just pray that you're being blessed. Again, this is day two. Day two was reading Matthew 10 through 15. And granted, I've already read it, so this is more of a recap. If you haven't read it, that's great. Do that. If you have read it, then you might be able to join on this recap. Send me a video message if you're on Anchor. That way, I could include your recap in the podcast, which would be amazing. And also, we can just go back and forth on of course, what the Lord is opening our hearts to concerning the Word. So, a couple of tidbits from what I read, Matthew 10 through 15. It's a couple of things, Matthew 10, 1 through 4, when it talks about how Jesus gave, you know, the power to heal the sick and cast out devils to, of course, His disciples, that God is not a respecter of person. He gave the same power to Peter, which is a lot of people see as one of the top tier apostles. Even though what I'm about to say kills all that top tier. But anyway, He gave the same power to Peter than He gave to Judas, the one who He knew from the beginning was going to betray Him. So God is not a respecter of person. He literally looks at everybody equally. The same power He gave to Peter, He gave to Judas. The same exact power. One of the other tidbits, and we're going to go quickly. I'm not trying to hold you up. I want you to get to the reading because it's actually really good. This is from Matthew 10, 34 through 39. This is the portion of scripture where Jesus talks about He didn't come to bring peace, but He came to bring a sword. Like he didn't come to bring peace to the earth. He came to bring a sword, and it starts talking about dividing like mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and father against brother. And it references family members. But from the perspective, if you read it correctly, it's just really talking about things that are close to you. Your family is usually the people that are closest to you. And the perspective I got from it when I read it, or the perspective I believe Jesus was trying to portray, was that stepping fully in your faith will a lot of times divide you from the people that you are closest to. From the people that you deem being really close to, actually. It will divide you from them because you might not have the same beliefs. You might not believe the same thing on that certain level. So that's why I'm really careful when it comes to, and granted, you see the bumper stickers all the time that say coexist. I'm really careful because Jesus did not come for all of us to coexist. He came to separate the light from the darkness, and that's pretty much what that scripture is saying. Is that He came to separate the light from the darkness, and that darkness and light cannot stay together in the same spot. I know in another passage of scripture, I forget exactly where it is, but it talks about the light, and it says, and the darkness comprehended it not. Like, the darkness could not stay in a place where the light was. So that's why you see darkness and darkness, light and light. Light comes in darkness. Darkness cannot coexist in that space. A couple of other tidbits. I have two more and then I'm done. Again, like I said, I'm not going to keep you long. If you would go and just take it down, read it when you read it. If you've already read it, you'll probably understand where I'm coming from. But Matthew 11, 20 through 24, it talks about the working, I take that back. This scripture doesn't talk about the working of miracles. This is a portion of scripture where Jesus pretty much rebukes the cities that He did great works in that didn't repent. where he pretty much rebukes a couple of them. Can't really call them off the top of my head, and I didn't write them down, so I apologize for that. But again, read 11:20-24, and you'll understand where I'm coming from. But it's that the working of miracles, and this is really good what it put in me, what I felt the Lord saying, was the working of miracles and his word comes to bring repentance. It doesn't just come to make you comfortable. Like, the working of miracles doesn't just come so that you can be taken away from your pain. It comes to bring repentance. Like, it comes to change your heart. It doesn't just come for leisure. And I think that's where a lot of us mess up. God is not invested in us being comfortable. And I think that's where we mess up. The working of miracles and his word does not come to make us comfortable. It comes to bring repentance. It comes to change our heart. It comes to bring us closer to him. Like, you'll see multiple times in the scriptures where Jesus would work a miracle and they would praise God. They would praise and worship God. Even the people around would praise and worship God. God wants his glory. And God is not healing you just for the sake of doing it. Like, he's healing you for his glory. He's healing you to change sometimes your heart, sometimes the heart of people around you. Sometimes he will heal you not solely based on your faith, but he'll heal you so that he can bring repentance to the people around you, so the people around you can see who he truly is and repent from their ways and repent from what they've been doing. Like, there's layers to miracles. It's not just for one reason or the other. There's layers. But anyway, we could keep going based on that topic. But there's one, Matthew 11:25-26. I didn't necessarily write down the scripture itself. Let me pull it up real quick. 11:25-26. Hold on one moment. Thank you guys for sticking with me. Okay, 11:25-26. Where am I at? Oh, this was his prayer. It said, at that time Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the understanding and revealed them to little children." Okay, I got you. Now, I guess the question to ask in that is, are we little kids? No. Are we God's children? Yes. Are we little kids? No. Jesus's point was that you have hidden these, you've hidden your mysteries, you've hidden them from the people that think they're that are too pompous to think they know everything. You've hidden them from them type of people that think that they don't need you, that think that they know more than they really know, that think that they have all the understanding that they need, and that you've given them to little children, the people that are malleable, the people that are teachable, the people that are open to receive God. Like, you've given your secrets to the one that other people might look down on because they don't have the degrees, they don't have what society deems them to have to be intelligent. They don't have any of that. And some of the people that have degrees are teachable, are malleable like that. So the Lord has shared his secrets with them because they don't think they're too pompous or think they're too wise to accept God's truth. So that was a good nugget too. It's like, yeah, it goes with that scripture also go with don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Like, don't make yourself bigger than who you are. Because doing that, it hinders you from really receiving from God. If you think yourself to be more, if you think of yourself to be higher than you really are, it prohibits you from receiving from him. So those are a couple of nuggets that I received. Again, read it. I'm telling you, 10 through 15 is a lot of good stuff. Even more, I just went through 10 and 11 as far as nuggets because I didn't want to take up all your time, but it's a lot of good stuff. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. Again, subscribe if you haven't already. Anchor, Apple Podcasts, whatever medium. I just want to say thank you so much for listening. Love you guys. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.